I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 8:32.
And right now, our temperature is 48 degrees.
Well, it is just a mess. It doesn't matter whether you're in Salt Lake, Davis, Weber, or even Box Elder County. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Severe Utah weather.
Gusty winds this morning responsible for thousands of power outages, school closings, freeway restrictions, and a lot more.
Severe Utah weather. Our special hour of coverage continues with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik live on the scene in Centerville with the latest. John?
Yeah, Amanda, we've seen consistent wind gusts around 70 miles an hour here in Centerville. Meanwhile, in Salt Lake, trees have been uprooted and the state capitol has closed their grounds to state employees due to the unsafe conditions. Now, it's hard to believe, but officials say the worst may yet to come, with things finally, hopefully, starting to die down sometime in the afternoon. Now, where I'm at, just off West Parish Lane, all the parking lots of gas stations and the retail centers are just a mess. There's debris literally flying all over the place. As I stepped out of my car just a few minutes ago, I had shopping bags blow right by my head, and that's in addition to all the branches that are scattered everywhere. I've even seen pieces of siding fly around, so you really have to keep your head on a swivel whenever you're out of your vehicle. Now, probably most concerning where I'm at are these large light posts and parking lots that are blowing back and forth in the wind. Nothing has fell yet, but it's still pretty unsettling to see. Now, it should be noted that we have had some reports of power poles that have snapped and fell, including one here in Centerville. These extreme wind gusts have not only created some traffic hazards, but it's also leaving thousands of people without power. The most recent update from Rocky Mountain Power is roughly 650 outages across the state, which is impacting over 58,000 customers.
The most important thing is some of these outages can't be repaired until the wind dies down, and that might be into the afternoon today.
Spokesperson Spencer Hall says about 10,000 customers are being impacted in Ogden, more than 3,000 in Centerville, and another 3,000 in Layton. Elsewhere, about 2,500 customers are being impacted in South Salt Lake, with a few hundred of those being in the Sugar House area. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Four big public school districts have decided to cancel classes today because of the strong winds in Davis and Weber counties, and they're not the only ones. Let's check in with KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas.
Salt Lake City School District has now decided to cancel its classes for today. Davis, Weber, and Ogden districts had already made that decision. Other schools closed because of the weather include Layton Christian Academy, Ogden Preparatory Academy, Ascent Academy in Farmington, New Ames High School, Spectrum Academy in North Salt Lake, Highmark Charter in South Weber, and the City Academy and Reed School in Salt Lake County will also be closed today. Weber State University has canceled classes until at least noon today and could announce a decision later on what will happen with classes this afternoon. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Emergency traffic conditions.
Trucks are restricted along freeways right now, and I-15 is shut down in northern Utah. Andy Farnsworth is live in the KSL Traffic Center with more, Andy.
And our biggest issues is the closure of I-15 northbound in Willard, but then Highway 89 was the alternate route. Now that apparently is blocked as well by semis tipped over and power lines down. Both directions of the freeway there have been a mess. We've also got issues now getting worse in Salt Lake County with the power being knocked out and affecting traffic along 7th East Foothill Drive, and it now looks like it's stretching into South Salt Lake, 33rd South near I-15, and all along up towards the Mill Creek area. Plus, we've got Highway 89 remaining closed as you go between Farmington and Layton because of power lines down there. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Just a reminder, our next triple team check of traffic and weather together coming up at 8:39. We'll break in immediately with any urgent updates as our special hour of coverage continues here on KSL News Radio. This hour of Utah's Morning News is brought to you by our friends at Salt Lake Behavioral Health.
Salt Lake Behavioral Health is the title sponsor of our Suicide Prevention Week coverage, and Anna Lieber joins us. And Anna, I told you last time we spoke that I wanted to ask you what role the use of substances or substance abuse plays in the risk of suicide and suicidal thoughts.
Yes, this is a tough question, and there are multiple reasons why an individual has suicidal thoughts, dies by suicide, or attempts suicide. And substance use, like all addictions and mental health problems, do increase that level of pain and are a risk factor for suicide. So I think the important thing is to reach out and get help if you're struggling with addiction or any mental health problem. Just reach out and get help, either inpatient or outpatient, as needed.
How does somebody know if they should be seeking help from a hospital instead of just reaching out on the phone for somebody to talk to?
Yeah, that's a challenging question, and I get this a lot from people. I think the important thing to remember is the only person that can truly decide if they need inpatient or outpatient treatment would be a licensed mental health provider, physician, or crisis worker. So I would say reach out, get help, start the conversation about what's going on, and seek that assistance.
So what do we do if someone we love is experiencing suicidal thoughts?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing to do is to just listen, create that safe space, be there with that person, ask the questions. Another huge piece that family members and loved ones can do is we do know that reducing access to lethal means, whether that's medications, firearms especially. So if someone that you love is struggling with suicidal thoughts, have a conversation with them. Offer to hold on to their medications or their firearms for a little bit until they're in treatment and maybe the crisis has passed.
All right. Anna Lieber's going to come back with us here in just a couple of minutes. By the way, they do offer free mental health screenings 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at Salt Lake Behavioral Health. Here's their number, 800-264-6000.
The National Guard races to the rescue in California. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, at least 60 people remain trapped by wildfire in California's Sierras east of Fresno, with rescue operations resuming today. Fire managers are communicating with some of those hikers.
We're trying to get them congregated in several locations.
Over 200 were saved from flames yesterday as they huddled by the shore of a reservoir. National Guard helicopters got them out just in time. And thousands are evacuated from a 9,000-acre wildfire in California's San Bernardino County after it was sparked by a colored smoke bomb at a weekend gender reveal party.
I am upset that people are stupid.
The expecting couple could face a major bill for the cost of firefighting. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.